This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Officials continue to ask for patience as they work to identify the remains found in a Pueblo mortuary co-owned by the former county coroner. KRCC's Brianna Heaney has more.
Six bodies are now identified from the remains found during a routine inspection. Clint Thomason, with the Colorado Bureau of Investigation, urges loved ones of the deceased clients of Davis Mortuary to fill out a form on the CBI's website.
It appears that most of these bodies are going to be from the 2010 to 2012 era. So if you do specifically believe that your loved one is in that area, then we would ask for you to go ahead and make sure you complete that form to assist in the identification process.
Officials say it will take months to complete the investigation and press criminal charges. Pueblo named an interim coroner last month. Brianna Heaney, KRCC News.
Visitors to Colorado's national parks are finding closed visitor centers and far fewer staff. It comes as the federal government entered its first full day of a shutdown. Elizabeth Kriebel had been camping in Great Sand Dunes National Park since Sunday. She says when they arrived at the visitor center yesterday, it was closed.
Yeah, so we've had a good amount of time in the park. Luckily, we were able to visit the visitor center and all of that good stuff, but we're hoping to come back here today and grab some souvenirs and get our passport stamped and things like that.
Kriebel says staff in the park didn't know what would be open or closed ahead of the shutdown. Warm in Denver tomorrow with sunny skies and a high around 87 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.